Good evening, and welcome to Blind Spot. Each week, Blind Spot presents a unique work live to air, a work made specifically for broadcast. This evening, we are proud to present Hey Mister, Is That Seat Taken?, a radio play written as Exquisite Corpse. This corpse was written by Philip Von Zweck, Alex Cook, Brian Taylor, Ben Gala, Rosemary Jenkins, Eric Belgum, Jacob Christopher, Eric Humphrey, Peter Rosenblum, and John Wanzel. It is being performed tonight by Heather Meckelson, Mary Griffin, Jacob Christopher, Eric S. Humphrey, Tina McClelland, and Brian Taylor, engineered by John Wanzel and produced by myself, Philip Von Zweck. Without further ado, we take you to Exquisite Corpse. Hi, Mister, is this seat taken?
Hi, Mister, is this seat taken?
Nope. Have a seat.
I'm gonna do it.
What? What's that?
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get on that plane. I'm gonna fly there, and I'm gonna ask that girl to marry me.
Well, hell, son, let me get you a beer. You drink beer, right?
That's my nice of you, Mister. I sure could use something to calm me nerves.
Barkeep, get my new friend here a draft.
Coming up.
So, Tom, are you really the guy from Radiohead?
Here you go.
Thanks, mate. Yep, I'm the guy from Radiohead.
I knew it. What's that one song y'all do?
I'm a crate.
Yeah, that's it. Man, whatever happened to you guys? I thought that song was cool.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just like you guys just sort of dropped off the map.
Are you sure you're thinking of the right band?
Definitely. I never heard of you after that.
We're like the biggest band in the world. We're huge, in fact.
Sure, yeah. Now I remember. My bad.
No, seriously. We're really big. Number one albums and Grammy Awards and, you don't believe me, do you?
Oh, yeah. Sure. That's cool.
Hey, bartender.
You still working on that beer?
What? Yeah, listen, ever heard of Radiohead?
Not really.
You know, the Creep band?
Oh yeah, I remember that song. Get Out, you were in that band?
I am in that band.
Whatever happened to you guys? I figured you'd be huge.
We are huge.
Hold up, I think I've even got that song.
Jesus.
Man, this totally holds up over time. So, what have you guys been doing since then? Don't you guys become, like, producers after that one big hit or something?
Is this a joke? Is this like a prank show on MTV or something?
Hey, everyone! This guy is the one that sang this song.
Oh, no kidding. That is so cool.
So freaking special.
Seriously, I just wanted a beer.
Dude, this song is awesome.
This was excruciating.
So, man, What's she like? Like in, you know, real life?
Who?
You know, dude. You know, your woman, Tomb Raider.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, that's it. Angelina Jolie.
How would I know?
Aren't you married to her?
You idiot. He's married to Gwyneth Paltrow. That skinny one that used to be with Ben Affleck.
Oh, dang. You're right, my bad. So, what's Gwyneth Paltrow like?
Yeah, what is she like? Is she all weird with that Scientology stuff? She used to be with Tom Cruise, right?
Oh, no, no, no. You're thinking of Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Then, that's right. Which one is Gwyneth Paltrow, then?
Ask him. He's married to her.
This can't be happening.
So, what is she like, anyway?
You're thinking of Chris Martin from Coldplay. He's married to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Dude, I love that band.
No lie.
Today is gonna be the day that I bring it all back to you. By now, I should have found out that I want to do.
Man, Coldplay rocks.
No lie. Come on, Tom, though. Don't leave me hanging.
Yeah, they rock. We should do this song.
Yeah, that would be totally hilarious. And then do that Do You Really Want to Hurt Me song. I love that one, too.
You could play here. We have cover bands on Thursday nights. We could do a whole Where Are They Now, like VH1 does.
Hey, my brother knows one of the guys that used to be in Cutting Crew.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
I love that I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight song.
I know! I put it on the other night thinking it would run people out of the bar at closing, and they just sang along. Watch. Yeah.
Why? I just died in your arms tonight.
Oh, man, you guys could open up for them.
I'm out of here. Bloody hell. I'm being decisive, damn it. Finally.
All right, see you later. So I don't know what it is. I just feel like restless and just generally depressed, but still energetic. It's weird. I mean, maybe, wait, I wonder, maybe if I changed my name, my whole outlook would just switch. Just sort of slightly shifted viewpoint sort of thing, like the way you guys call me Mark, like that, like a nickname. No, that's stupid. Never mind, but, oh, wait, I can't believe I didn't think to tell you until just now.
Wait a second there, Marky. Hey, barkeep, I heard you talking about color earlier. And maybe you know. What's the best film for photographing rainbows?
Okay, my name's Zoe. This isn't the 19th century. Don't call me barkeep. It's pretentious. Besides, you need a handlebar mustache for that, honey. Or at least a starched collar and a bowler hat. But what?
Okay, my name's Billy, by the way. Well, I was just saying that I heard you talking earlier, so I thought I'd just ask, you know, this project I've been working on. You know, I don't want to mess around with variables a lot, you know, I just want to see it, you know, get it done. And it involves rainbows, but just a little bit.
Well, it depends what hemisphere you're in, but I would say for that sort of thing, Kodak all around, you know, because of its warmth and all that, the hues are a little more humid and thick, which would be better, I would think, for a light spectacle phenomenon situation thing like that. It's freaking magical. You know, I think about this stuff all the time. It totally preoccupies me, like a fever or something, or a hangover, or like food too, you know, feasting. It becomes central and basic, with a kind of foggy lucidity and absolute presence.
Yeah, okay, thanks, and...
It's hard to explain without sounding like some kind of idiot mystic.
I You don't sound idiotic to me. It's just that...
Or like making out with someone when you're both drunk.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I get it. Like, the rest of the world just sort of falls away and becomes a cloud for a second. But like a talking cloud.
Yes. That's it. Almost exactly. That's the kind of level of focus I feel. Even just for a second. Color is so hard to talk about without getting like that. But I think it's always sort of been tied to the feminine, which... And, well, we're all girls here, right? But I've always sort of felt some mixture of self-assured and happy ownership and a confusing resentment of that idea. The idea that intense chroma is a thing always attached to the queer or insane or feminine or decorative. It's stupid. Wait. Hey, Mark. Weren't you just about to explode over there? You started to freak out about something. Go ahead. I just need to put some music on.
Yeah, well, this happened when I was back visiting my family last week. It's terrifying and so exciting, and I still can't believe this, but... Anyway, what the hell is this?
It's Carly Simon. But in German. What?
I don't know, it's real nice. I mean, my German isn't what it should be, but I almost like it better than the original. Reminds me of myself, but also makes me think of my ex-girlfriend a little. I mean, not in a bad way, just... Yeah. But anyway. but this is complicated, so I'll try to put it in order. I'm hanging out with my sister, Rezi, in Amsterdam. Just long overdue sort of super-sister duo field trip. She works in London these days, and we never see each other, and so we decided to take this train over from Brussels, where my parents still are, you know? And... It's so quick a trip, and Amsterdam's such a great, comforting place to be. And we're out this one night, right? And we come around the corner, and we see this fountain overflowing with suds and bubbles. I mean, everywhere. It's this old prank, but I still love it. You know, it's so simple. But we went into the fountain, and the beer inside of us is sort of echoing this white foaminess. And I was really excited to realize that at the moment. It seemed really, really important. But then we hear this loud screech of tires and look over just in time to see this small car hit someone. And hear this thump thump in double quick succession, like thump thump. And the car stops and out gets this younger guy from this small, dark, two-doored car. And he's hit a woman of, say, I don't know, late 30s, though I'm so bad at this age-guessing thing. But he's freaking out and talking to her, and I don't speak Dutch, but my sister does, and I don't know what's happening, but she's hearing bits of it. And so Rezi and I are standing there, drunk and amazed and soaked from the knees down, foamy and drunk and just stunned. You know, and she whispers, Berta, did you see that? And this woman is moaning, and then there are these sirens, and I don't know how they're coming so quick, and it's really windy, which is really great, but scary, and foam is flying everywhere. God, it was intense.
Wow. You...
What did you guys do?
Oh, we... we got out of the fountain and went to dry off and have a beer at this cafe a little way off. Well, we just needed to sit down and chill out. You know, I mean, it was like a dream, both at the time and even now it seems like it. Thinking about that sort of stuff is like trying to pick out a single conversation in a crowd. I mean, I know it's a trite analogy, but it's totally what it's like.
Yeah, I saw something like that once, but...
But...
Never mind. You would never believe me anyway.
It's not that we don't want to believe you. We do. Just like we want to believe in conspiracies and religion.
At this point, we would like to point out that it is Blindspot's opinion that David Icke is correct in his contention that 12-foot lizards have incorporated themselves into the power structure of the planet Earth, incorporating themselves as prominent politicians. All 43 presidents of the United States can trace their bloodline back to Charlemagne. They are draconian. To quote Mr. Icke,
Presidents are not elected by ballot, but selected by blood.
What we don't quite get is the shape-shifting. Now on with our program.
Have you noticed how many three-ways are in the movies lately?
What? Where's the segue there?
Well, there isn't one, but it's true. I saw The Educators the other night. It was all about this revolutionary love triangle. That got me thinking about other threesomes, you know, free love and... You know, all that.
I've had a threesome before.
You have? With another guy or two women?
Two women, duh.
Would you have one with another guy?
Yeah, sure, I guess. I don't know.
Because we could do that. Like, right now. Right here, if you wanted to.
What?
Very cute, Zoe, but we can't do this. I'm not sure if you know it or not, but this is a radio play, and the FCC is kind of harsh. We can't have a threesome on the air.
No, we can't curse on the radio. But nothing says we can't have a ménage à trois.
Oh, I don't know, Zoe. I mean, you're cute and all, but I'm really not into that sort of...
Dude, you guys are totally out of control, but, well,
what? You don't want some of this?
I mean... God, you are effing hot. All right, let's do this. Let's have a threesome right now.
Whoa, I don't know, guys.
Shut up and get naked.
Zoe swiveled towards the corner, where a mirror's reflection of her own angry face glimmered.
Just do it, Zoe. Close your eyes. Get naked. Go out there. Do it.
Shame.
No. This isn't about that. I need to do this. I need to be whole again. To be out from underneath all this weight.
The ways I've hurt you can't even be counted, can they?
You love him.
No.
You're lying. You'll never stop.
It must certainly be admitted at this point, Billy had a terrible singing voice. That being... Yes, that being said, Zoe found herself half-dressed, chilled, nauseous, and on the very edge of going through with something she'd very much wanted to avoid.
Tell them.
Oh, for God's sake, Billy, shut up. Am I the only one who remembers the dozen times I've already asked you to quiet yourself?
Actually, I don't remember.
Me neither. Oh,
for the love of...
Sorry.
Does it even matter to you that I'm here? Because I am. Every day. I wake up, and I ride the train for an hour to sit here, doing my damnedest to conjure up some of the best omniscient voiceovers in the business, and all you bastards do is take me for granted.
Sorry, but do you mind if I put a sweater on for all this? Kinda a little naked here.
Oh, no, of course. I don't mind. No one even realized you needed a sweater unless I had told them you took your clothes off. I guess at least you're here. I mean, Mark's in Phoenix for all this, and...
Now listen, I told you about my aunt's neuropathy. You think I like Phoenix? Dinner theater and pastel desert paintings done by 85-year-old men? That's not what I signed up for.
No, that's true. You signed up for an escape route from me.
But you love...
Shut up, Billy.
Yeah, now somebody notices how annoying it is.
Oh, quit being a martyr, Chuck.
God. Let's just try to calm down for a moment.
Wait a minute. Did you just not sing something?
I've only been singing everything for like 5 minutes, if that. You just over-exaggerate everything to the point of hysteria. You've always been like that, even when we were, you know.
You two were together?
Something's probably become clear to you by now. At least, if you've been listening with any penetration of attention, it's clear. It's clear by now that Mark and Billy and Zoe are holed up quite safely underground during all of this. It's also clear that they're going to need to amend some of the things they've said, because it's clear that the one thing they never intended was for you to be listening. Listening in on them and their incessant talk, 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 talk.
I've been meaning to bring something up.
Mark, you're scaring me.
When I said barkeep, get my new friend here a draft, I meant that you two mean the world to me. When I said definitely, I'd never heard of you after that, it meant that if Billy's a man, he's a different kind of man. It meant that if he's a woman, then I'm kind of off my game. By saying, oh, sure, now I remember. My bad. I was telling you, yeah, that's it, Angelina Jolie. Man, what is she like?
Well, when I said, seriously? I meant exactly that.
Something's probably become clear to you by now. At least, it's clear if you haven't been screened with the dial. Man, Coldplay rocks! Have you been screwing with the dial? You can tell me.
Have you been screwing with the dial?
Billy, you're scaring me.
When I...
What?
When I...
What?
When I...
What?
I've been screwing with the dial.
Something might be clear to you by now. Something that's been, perhaps, a bit of a mystery until now.
Your wife does a lot of things good.
What is it?
You know what? Something's been a bit of a mystery to me until right now.
What is it?
What exactly does your wife do to make such good vegetarian chili?
Oh, I don't rightly know. Although I sure do agree with you about how good it is.
I mean, I've been making vegetarian chili since I was a teenager, and I've never made anything this good.
Your wife makes a lot of things good.
What do you mean by that?
Cookies. She makes good cookies, too.
And oral sex. She does that real good.
Mm-hmm. yeah, good one.
What makes you think I'm joking?
Because you wouldn't know what to do with a young woman if she came in and sat down on top of you. And because your penis is so small, you couldn't find it with a microscope.
Oh, good comeback.
There's one!
Get it, narrator! Get it!
Hey, all right.
I never miss.
Right on, brah.
When I point my gun at something, it won't be there much longer. Or at least, if it is, it probably won't be in much of a desirable state anymore.
You said it.
Boy, I tell you, I bet this sumbitch could knock the one off a dollar bill from 300 feet if he felt like it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do.
You know, I've always believed that...
There's another one!
Got him!
Yeah!
Go get him, narrator! Go get him, boy! Fetch that bird!
Yeah, so I was saying, I've always believed that a man...
What was that?
I was saying that...
Shh! Shut up! I thought I heard something. Nope. Guess it was just the wind.
Yep. So how's your dad doing?
Oh, he's doing all right. You know, still hanging drywall. Goes fishing now and then.
Yeah, me and your old man go way back. I'd known him since he was this tall.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. He was a little hellraiser, your dad. Seemed his share of troubles in his day. I was right there alongside him.
I know. I've heard the stories.
Have you? Yeah, well, we had a lot of fun, though. A lot of fun. Hey, you want some deer jerky?
Yeah, that'd be great!
Yeah, I'll take some of that, too.
There you go. Boy, I tell you, ain't nothing better than this nice piece of spicy deer jerky. Spicy deer jerky. You get it made up for me every year. Used to make it myself, but you know, you get older, you sort of lose interest in doing some of the things you used to do. You sort of...
Forget things?
Yeah, or... No, I mean, I was going to say...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, it happens to... I used to...
Get that bird! Go get that big bird!
Yummy.
Hey, hey! Someone's coming.
Who the hell's that?
Don't look like he's from around here. Looks kind of like Jay Leno.
Excuse me, guys, but I was wondering. I mean, I'm over there fishing, and with all due respect, you guys are kind of loud with your guns. Do you think you could keep them down a little bit? I mean, if it's not a problem. I mean, it's just a little bit distracting.
Just how do you expect that I do that, mister? I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with guns, but that just ain't how they work.
Yeah, I mean, we can't just turn down the volume.
Do you think...
You trying to say something, buddy?
It's just that, my son and I have been fishing together before, and it's kind of important to us.
Well, what do you want me to do about it? It ain't my fault you live in the city. Ain't done no fishing with your boy. When I was his age, I went fishing every day. Came home and put dinner on the table. A boy needs to fish, dang it. Nowadays, you got them video games and you got your internet computers. Kids getting all weird looking at things they ain't supposed to see. You'll be lucky if her boy don't grow up funny.
Well, come on. I mean, we're all here trying to have fun. We just want to enjoy our time in the wilderness.
Mister...
Well, do you think that you could stop or go someplace else for a while?
I'll tell you what. I'll stop when I've shot all them ducks out there. How about that?
Jesus, is it really necessary?
Well, I can't get them with a fishing pole now, can I?
you guys are great. Real funny, really. So very, very funny. I just can't take this anymore. Yeah, thanks for nothing. Thanks a lot. I hope you guys have a great time. I hope you guys have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
thanks for nothing.
Yeah, those city folk. They just don't, they don't really get it.
No, they sure don't.
Don't get much of nothing, if you ask me.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. Well, it's urban. That's what it is.
Yeah. I suppose that is what it is.
I never cared much for that show anyway.
So I bought my littlest a big red ball at the store the other day.
Yeah?
Yep. He likes to walk around and bounce it in the driveway. I told him, though, that you'd better not be bouncing that dang ball over the house. We got that brand new vinyl siding, you know? I said, you bang that ball against the house one more time, I'm gonna take it away.
Yeah?
He does it anyway. Kid ain't got no brain in his head.
Excuse me.
What?
I was just talking to my lawyer, and about what you guys are doing out here. It seems that you guys are,
it's bird season.
Well, that's it. That's true. But at the same time, I find it important for myself to keep respectful of the law, and it's been brought to my attention that there's a limit on how many ducks you can shoot, and, well, it seems like you guys have already shot more birds than you're allowed by your hunting license.
Why don't you stick your license up into where the sun don't shine and mind your own business?
Now listen here, mister. I've been a bird hunter all my life, and ain't no city folk gonna come in here and tell me I'm a criminal. Just because a bunch of bleeding heart liberals come in here and think they can tell me I can't put food on the table to feed my family, don't mean I'm gonna listen to them. And...
Sir, you're breaking the law. I'm contacting the authorities.
You're a jerk.
Well, maybe, but you're poaching.
Get the hell out of here, you little...
Mark? Mark? Mark's having a heart attack.
Oh, no. Now look what you did. Call an ambulance, dang it.
That's it. This ends now.
Hey, oh, wait a second. What are you doing? Stop.
This is for all those stupid jaywalking bits.
Billy, no! What are you doing? We've got to...
Shut up. We've got to get out of here unless you want to wait around for the cops.
I just don't understand why you...
Would you like to be next? All right. Now that we're all on the same page, Mark, get the car.
Billy?
What of shut up, don't you understand?
Hey, good, bad, and the ugly. Put the gun away and get in the car.
Billy, what's gotten into you? You didn't need to. Fine.
Look, every cop in the city is looking for us. What we need right now is to drive. And what you need is to shut the hell up. If you don't, I'm going to...
As Billy leans in to scare Zoe into submission, Mark calmly keeps his eyes on the road, even though his hands have begun to shake. He has no idea where they are going. Billy was right, and he knew it. Every cop in the state was looking for them. As Zoe was lost in the morality of shooting Jay Leno in cold blood, Mark wondered if they should ditch this car. The police would be looking for it.
Billy, should we try and switch cars or something?
Shut up and just drive.
Mark was scared of Billy, and Billy knew it. They'd been friends since childhood on the streets of DeKalb, Illinois. Mark's always known Billy could be something of a hothead, but this was new territory.
Listen, everybody. We just need to relax. Think for a minute. Where can we go?
Where could they go, indeed? All of their apartments were the first places the cops would look. They probably had them staked out already. Roadblocks would be going up for sure.
Turn that jackass off. He's not helping.
Okay, Billy. It's your show. What do we do now?
We just relax. Mark, drive the speed limit. Zoe, keep your trap shut. Unless you've got something helpful to say.
What was that?
Oh my god!
Pull over.
What? Are you sure? We can't stop.
Yeah, we can't keep going on a flat either. It's gonna kind of stick out, driving on a flat.
Great, great. I'll pull over. But there's a problem.
What's that?
We've got a body in the trunk, and we left another body on the side of the road back there.
Yeah. Tell me something I don't know. We'll just change the tire, like anybody else, and we'll be on our way.
Well, that's the thing. To make room for you-know-who, I had to take out the spare.
So what are you telling me? We don't have a spare? Not even a donut?
That's it. We got nothing.
Guys!
Mark, damn it. Next time, you make a decision so crucial...
Guys!
Zoe, shut the hell up. Mark, you've got to tell somebody when you do something so important, like take a spare out of the car that you're going to use to transport a body.
Billy!
Zoe, this better be important. What the hell is it?
Look behind us. Somebody's stopping to help. He's getting out of his car.
Oh. Be cool, comrades. We've got ourselves a good Samaritan on our hands.
Howdy, folks. Looks like you got yourself in something of a trouble.
Well, as a matter of fact, we do need some help.
Easy now, partner. I don't want any trouble. I'm just gonna get back in my car and drive away as if I haven't seen nothing. Who are you people?
I'm Jesse James, and you're Patty Hearst. You're going to put these cuffs on, get back in the car, and we're all going to DB Cooper out of here. All right. You two up front, and I'll keep our little Patty Hearst company in here in the back seat. So, Patty, what's your real name?
Lester. It's Lester Weber, sir.
Sir. I like that. You're doing fine, Lester.
Billy, where are we going?
Well, thanks for using my real name there, Mark. Zoe, anything else you'd like to add? Sorry, Lester, but since you know our names now, we're going to have to kill you. Oh, Zoe, when the time comes, would you do the honors?
Billy, you're a bastard.
I don't know nothing. My memory is terrible.
Wow, it appears Lester's a gamer. Good for you, Les.
Seriously, where are we going?
Well, Lester, let me ask you. Where do you live?
Just outside of town by the river. It's not very far.
Anybody gonna be home there, Les?
Just my wife and kids. I got four of them.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, for them, I mean. Mark, head to the river. Now, Les, how about an address?
You can take the next exit and go all the way to Mason, and then you turn left. It's 413 on the left.
Then what are we gonna do? This was supposed to be simple. In and out. Now we're leaving a trail of bodies.
Oh, patience, my dear Zoe. If good old Les here has another car, we're gonna be just fine. Right, Les?
I'm gonna see if the radio says they're looking for us.
You doing all right there, Les? You're starting to look a little pale. It's gonna be all right. Relax. Nobody's gonna get hurt.
Now that our three desperados have taken a hostage and speed toward the hostage's home, fissures are beginning to show between the three of them. The police by now have found the body of Jay Leno beside the road and may have found their abandoned car with the body in the trunk.
God, turn that off! Nobody cares about his rehash! This is what we're gonna do. We're all gonna sit here quietly. We're gonna drive to Lester's. We're gonna change clothes.
Jesse James, I got a heart condition. It's my left arm.
Lester, are you faking on me?
Oh my God.
I don't think he's faking. I think he's having a heart attack.
You want me to pull over?
Why on earth would I want that?
I don't know. I just thought. I mean, he's having a heart
just
attack.
Just drive, moron.
He looks bad, Billy. He's grabbing his chest.
Les, stay with me, Les. You're gonna be fine.
I'm having hospital.
Les. Oh, you know that's not gonna happen. Just hold on. Everything's gonna be fine.
Lester, do you have any nitro pills or anything?
I'm taking the exit and pulling onto Mason.
Hospital, please!
Now, Les, buddy, you're becoming something of a problem, a liability, frankly.
Billy, don't! Don't kill him. He's dying.
If he's dying, what does it matter?
Don't shoot him. We can't afford to have blood all over us.
Oh, Zoe with a good point. I never thought it would happen.
Hospital, please!
Yeah. Oh, Les, please. I'm sorry. You know, I frankly... been a sport about all this. It's too bad, but I'm just gonna have to...
Hold a thought there, Chief. We're right here.
Les? Old buddy, it's your lucky day. You might just get out of this alive. If you don't die on your own, that is.
No! No cars! Leave my family alone!
Oh, Les, I'm gonna be the judge of that. Come on.
What now? We're just gonna run in there, shoot up the place, and steal their car?
Yeah, that's about right. But don't forget, we're gonna change clothes first. And hey, let's hope Lester's wife's not a fatty for Zoe's sake. All right, everybody out. Mark, Zoe, get our little buddy here.
I think he's passed.
Pick him up by his arms.
Smiles, everyone. This is going to be fun.
Billy, you've lost
it. Oh, Zoe, just be cool. This is going to be a walk in the park. It's showtime.
Yes?
Hi, honey. We're home.
That's not funny, Billy. You know how badly our trip to the shopping mall went.
As if that's my problem. You know, you can't drink booze in public spaces no matter how badly you need it.
My father told me never to cut in on people when they're drinking. My father never would have ticketed you guys for your display in public of your love of alcohol.
Mark, you never get it, do you? The world does not care about your old dad and his years of service as a missionary.
His service has nothing to do with it. He cared about people, and even learned to embrace cannibalism in time, although the other Virginians in the town didn't really agree with him.
My God. How you Gnostics go on about your fathers. Does it really matter anymore? All that matters is we're going to get tossed out of this loft space because the landlord is going to find out about this little incident, and that'll be it for us. Back to our parents or decaying roach-infested basement apartments.
Stop being so melodramatic. If there's one thing I've learned from watching Friends is that we always come out well in the end, as long as we stick together and don't have too much group sex or group drugs.
I wish I could think like you. So simplistic. But this is no time for simplicity. I think we need to think about an alternative living space. Someplace nice, with a view of Garfield Park.
That's it. Garfield Park. Cheap rent and upscale attitudes. The next Wicker Park. You just wait and see.
My father never cared about upscale anything. The main goal is to purify the soul, like the cleansing effect of a state-of-the-art car wash with super hot, hot wax to finish off the godforsaken stench of our vacant lives. Look at us. Five people with one head living like we're part of a Gap commercial. Life isn't a fairy tale, but it could be if we all could live as my father did in complete denial of his self and sharing in the primitive beliefs of his adopted cultures. We are the new primitives. Do you see this now? Instead of hunting for food and shelter, we shop and save and merge at the bars instead of the old watering hole. We grunt and squeak our approval and disapproval.
You are just a pig, Mark. That's why you are so obsessed with the primitive lifestyle. I choose to live as a new American, but not so worldly as that.
The only thing worldly about you is your Italian t-shirt, Zoe.
God, you are all so full of yourselves. Let's all go and volunteer for some drunken people or blind people or something.
Let's make more money and then think about volunteering for stuff.
Money is the true evil.
Cram it, Marky. You're the biggest gas giant I've ever met.
Oh, well, it's interesting that you should mention gas giants, since this small nuclear device I made will turn most of Chicago into a gaseous ball of carbon and nuclear waste.
What the hell, Mark? That high school science project of yours couldn't blow a firefly away. I'm not a fag.
I am not a fag. I've just activated the main fuse, and the count will conclude in exactly 5.5 minutes. The device will speak for me, and a new world will replace our own MTV reality show bogusness. A new world where insects will rule over the world. And so shall it be written, and so shall it be done, saith the mighty ones.
Okay, that's it. I'm ordering pizza. What should it be? Too large? One veggie, and one with everything?
I don't care, since we'll all be dust by the time it arrives. I mean, if it ever does.
That sounds good, Zoe. Let's do it. Then we'll hit the streets, start looking for a new place where we can live our wild, hip lifestyle.
I believe this bomb is really going to work, guys. But we just, well, just in case, order a small pizza for me with pepperoni.
So you want a pizza, because I know this thing isn't going to work.
Why do you have to be so negative? Especially around Billy and Zoe. I mean, I'm supposed to be the mastermind.
Yes, yes, I know, the evil mastermind. That's why we're sitting at Uncle Jerry's drive-thru window with you, the evil mastermind, in the back of the van, fiddling with your super bomb.
At least it's better than his plot to uncover the military's weather manipulation machine by kidnapping Tom Skilling.
Or the time he made us dress up like Easter bunnies. I think that was more of a failure than this could ever be.
So, do you know what else you want?
Can you read back what we have so far?
Fine. 6-piece Jerry chicken meal, 2 Uncle Taco cakes, no sour cream, 2 double Jerry mega burgers, no cheese, no extra pickles, 1 Jerry personal pepperoni pizza, 2 orders of Unky fries, 1 Unky onion rings, 2 medium colas, and 2 mega diets. Is there anything else?
Good
Can I change my order?
No, we're already running late.
But
that will be all. I said no. If Mark's bomb is going to work, it's got to be at the destination on time. What's the total?
Your total is $27.36. Please drive up to the second window.
Thanks.
Guys.
What now?
What?
Do you think if we have time for me to step in and use the bathroom?
I thought you needed all this extra time to figure out the bomb. Now there's enough time for you to go pee.
This is just like Peoria.
This is nothing like Peoria.
You're right. In Peoria, we had time for a sit-down meal. I can't believe you think you're the mastermind. For $27.36, we could have gone to a casual dining restaurant.
That'll be $27.36.
Hey, can I borrow $26?
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
That's it. I can't hold it any longer. I gotta go pee.
That'll be $27.36.
Here, take the money.
Your change is $2. Please pull forward. Someone will bring your meal out in a couple minutes.
Ah, of course this would happen.
We're gonna be late.
Guys?
We could have had a sat-down, decent meal, but now
guys?
I think... What now?
Where's the bomb?
Mark has it.
Well, of course he has it. He's the mastermind super bomb guy.
But I think he took it in with him.
Crap. The mastermind is going to blow up Uncle Jerry's fast food.
We've got to go in and get him.
This was his plan. Why not just let him fry for it? You get it? Fast food, fry.
I think the drive-thru guy was onto us. I mean, why else would he have us pull up and wait for our food?
The drive-thru guy was not onto us. We are a highly trained and focused fighting force. Okay, the drive-thru guy might have been onto us.
We've got to go in.
But that isn't in the plan.
Okay, then I officially call Plan B.
Plan B?
Yeah, Plan B. It's when Mark screws up so bad, we have to try and take out first available target to achieve our goal. In this case, Uncle Jerry's fast food.
Okay, let's lock and load.
We're going in.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention? We are the People's Liberation Army of Truth and Justice.
Oh, hey, you guys ready to go?
I'm the only one here. Your order will be ready in a minute. God, some people.
We have a bomb. The People's Liberation Army of Truth and Justice is not afraid to use force to get its message out.
Mark, where's the bomb?
Oh, it's in my pocket.
Well, moron, get it out. It's hard to terrorize these people if it's in your pocket.
Didn't you hear me? I'm the only one here, and if this is about your order, just take it.
The People's Liberation Army of Truth and Justice accepts your free meal and thanks you for your contribution to the cause.
But that's not the point. We have a bomb.
What is your point?
We are here to make the United States government admit its wrongdoing.
Which wrongdoing?
All of it.
By bringing a bomb to Uncle Jerry's fast food?
We are the People's Liberation Army of Truth and Justice.
We have a bomb.
I still haven't seen a bomb.
Oh, here, this is the bomb.
That doesn't look like a bomb.
No, it's a bomb, I swear.
Where are the flashing lights, the explosive, the drama?
Oh, I've put them all in this nice little decorative box.
We are the People's Liberation Army of Truth and Light.
Justice.
What?
We are the People's Liberation Army of Truth and Justice. You know that. Why did you make her the information officer? What kind of genius makes someone who can't remember the name of our organization the information officer?
Don't rush me. I've lost my place. I'm going to have to start over if you don't stop interrupting me.
Well, I should call my manager because he doesn't come in for another hour or so. I don't have the keys for the safe, so don't ask me for money.
We don't want your money. We want the government to admit its secrets.
Well, we would be doing that, but someone has a weak bladder.
The People's Liberation Army of Truth and Justice implores you to see the truth and bring you justice.
We have a bomb.
I bet you it doesn't work.
It does work.
I agree with the drive-thru guy.
Come on, guys! I wrote the script! Why aren't you guys following the script? Why aren't you guys following it?
But I was supposed to speak to the president. Do you really think that the Uncle Jerry fast food has a direct line to the president? I mean, we were supposed to be on the House of Reprehensive floor by now.
Guys?
I mean, I was supposed to be asking someone important, not this drive-through guy, to talk to the president.
Guys.
Peoria was so much better than this.
Guys.
What?
I think I accidentally set off the timer.
You moron.
You nincompoop.
How much time do we have?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I didn't have time to put the readout on. You guys rushed me.
I cannot believe this.
You are actually going to kill us all.
Oh, I thought you said it wasn't going to work.
I've changed my mind.
Do you mind if I go? I mean, my mom is expecting me to come home tonight.
You don't really have time. I mean, it'll explode about 4 square miles of all around us. So I'm very proud of my bomb, though.
So, if there's time left, how much is left?
Not much. I mean, a couple of seconds, maybe a minute or two.
Anyone got any last words?
Who would hear them? I mean, we're all going to die.
I don't know if that really matters. Last words are beyond the idea of people hearing them. It's about saying them.
Can I at least call my mom and tell her that I'm going to be late?
That was, "Hey, Mister, Is This Seat Taken?" A radio play written as Exquisite Corpse. The play was written by Philip Von Zweck, Alex Cook, Brian Taylor, Ben Gala, Rosemary Jenkins, Eric Belgum, Jacob Christopher, Eric S. Humphrey, Peter Rosenblum, and John Wanzel. It was performed by Jacob Christopher, Brian Taylor, Eric S. Humphrey, Heather Meckelson, Mary Griffin, and John Wanzel. It was engineered by John Wanzel. Oh, and Tina McClellan performed also. I'm sorry. I missed Tina McClellan. It was, engineered by John Wanzel, produced by myself, Philip Von Zweck. And each week, Blindspot presents a unique live radio program here on WLUW, Independent Listener-Supported Community Radio. For more information, including podcasts, downloads of past programs, you could visit our website at www.stopgostop.com/blindspot, www.stopgostop.com/blindspot, for photos and information about upcoming events. Next week's program is actually the last program of the season for Blindspot, and will consist, I think it's entitled Famous Friends, and will consist of remixes made for us by friends and admirers, people we like and people we hope like us. And we'll see who actually contributes. Many people were asked. That's next week here on Blindspot at 10 p.m. on WLUW, listener-supported community radio.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt.